All right. And if you have, are there any other kinds around here?
I mean, around.
Yeah, what kinds of houses are around here other than frame houses?
Well, there are brick buildings and all like that. And yeah. Frame house, well, box house, we call them. Well, I don't know what it
is. Okay, that's fine. Yeah. The big building behind a house where you store hay.
Yes, that's right. That's a barn.
All right. Yeah. Is there a special building on a farm where you store corn?
That we call that the crib.
Was it a part of the barn or a separate
building? Well, would it be best for it to be separate? But we always use it there. Maybe use the same thing, yeah.
Okay, it would be part of the barn.
Yes, and that's right, yeah.
All right, was there any kind of special building where you stored grain? Or would it just be in the barn?
Well, that'd be the same place, in the barn, yeah.
All right. The upper part of the barn where you stored hay?
Yeah, we call it up in the loft.
All right, was it, what did it look like?
Well, it's like your barn built, like that with a roof like that. Well, you gotta get above so where you got a floor in it, you see, mm-hmm. And maybe your hay go up in the upper part up in that way. Yeah.
Did it have openings at each end or one?
Well, each end it have openings. Of course, you could close them. It opening, of course, you could find a closet though if you built it where you could close it. But it would have openings where you can put your hay in each end. I mean, either end.
And was it more than one room or?
No, not hardly. Listen, you just wanted some more little rooms down. If it's a big barn, you could have some more little rooms down there where we call your crib, and where we put other stuff in. Under the same shed, you might well say.
Okay. If you get too much hay gathered to get in the barn, how would you keep it outside?
Well, in our old days back there, we used to put up a pole way up there. If you didn't want to put it around a tree, we're stacking this packet around, this start packing it. They get way up on the side of that tree.
And you call that a what?
We call it a hay shock, or we call it a shock of hay.
Okay.
And it'll stay right there, just load the wood in the barn if nothing bothers. Water, it wouldn't get wet in the wood in the barn, because we'd fix it so the water would shed off if it when the rain on it.
Would you cover it in any way?
No.
It just seems like to me that it would have gotten soaking wet.
No, it wouldn't get wet. When you get up to the top, or you run it up to a sharp like that, and something like that, and kind of put a, what you call a cap on it, that with hay, and it had to shed that water off all the time. See, the cattle begin to eat, they'd go down at the bottom, begin to eat, you know, eat up on it. As they eat, why, well, I'd just slide down the pole, come on down as they eat.
So this was a place where the cattle could go to eat, too?
Yes, ma'am, without you going out there, throwing it out there to them like that.
Oh.